This is episode 53 of the IDRA Class Notes Podcast.
In community capacity building, the emphasis is on creating ways in which the community actually engages with the school in a way that reforms school. It is different from blaming the parents, blaming the community. All of that is set aside as a very unproductive way of looking at creating change.
Welcome to IDRA's Class Notes Podcast. I'm Aurelio Montemayor. In this podcast series, we explore issues facing education today and strategies for teachers and administrators to better serve all students. We'd love to hear your comments about this show. There'll be details at the end of this podcast on how to contact us. Our website is www.idra.org. If you like our show, please tell three others or at least leave a review for us on iTunes. That helps others find us. We've set up an email alert to let you know when a new episode of Class Notes is available. If you are not subscribing to this podcast, our email alerts can help you stay up to date. Just go to our website to sign up. And again, don't forget to sign up for our free monthly Graduation for All electronic newsletter. You can sign up at our website for the newsletter also. Our topic for today is strategies for school change, and I'll be interviewing Dr. Maria Cuca Robledo Montesel, who is IDRA's president and CEO. Dr. Robledo Montesel is a nationally recognized expert on the prevention and recovery of dropouts. She, in fact, directed the very first statewide study of dropouts in Texas over 20 years ago. Under her leadership, IDRA's innovative dropout prevention program, the Coca-Cola Valued Youth Program, has made a visible difference in the lives of more than 416,000 children, families, and educators. Dr. Robledo Montesel has authored and co-authored a number of publications focusing on effective bilingual education, school holding power, and parent leadership. She holds a Bachelor of Social Work degree, a Master's degree in Education Evaluation, and a Doctorate in Research and Evaluation. She has served also as an invited expert on the White House Initiative on Educational Excellence for Hispanic Americans and has been named among the top 100 Hispanic influentials by Hispanic Business Magazine. Good afternoon, Cuca.
Good afternoon.
Reviewing our Quality Schools Action Framework, we've done other podcasts on school system indicators, on the school system fundamentals, and now we're going to move to that part of the framework where we look at both change strategies and the levers of change. Within that, when we talk about change strategies, what are those change strategies that you see as fundamental to this process?
You know, I think that the most important strategies are those that help us answer the question, how do we make change happen? A lot is made these days about changing what is happening in schools, changing it to assure that all kids have access to good schools, changing it to assure that, as President Obama has said, every child, every American child is prepared to compete in the global economy. That brings us back to the question then of how do we make change happen and what are those strategies? IDRA's Quality School Action Framework has us look in three very crucial places for school change strategies. The first is the capacity of the community to influence schools. So community capacity building is an important way of making change happen. A second way of making change happen is building coalitions. And a third way of making change happen is building the capacity of schools to effect that change. All of these three are obviously interrelated, but I think each of these change strategies highlights a piece of the puzzle, a piece of what will get us to excellent education for all children. In community capacity building, the emphasis is on creating ways in which the community not only feels itself a part of the community, but actually engages with the school in a way that reforms school and that produces the changes that we want. It is different from blaming the parents, blaming the community, saying, well, you know, these parents are not motivated, or they come from Mexico or other foreign countries where they don't value education. All of that is set aside as a very unproductive way of looking at creating change. Instead, we look at how to build the capacity of the community to engage with and demand and partner with schools for effective change. An important part of that takes us to what you spoke earlier about, Aurelio, in terms of the levers of change. Mm-hmm. An important part of community capacity building becomes knowledge, actionable knowledge as a lever of change. So what does the community work with as it seeks to create change in partnership with schools and with coalitions?
In terms of that information, something that's been part of our history, and you started when you looked at the first dropout study in the state, was letting the community know, in fact, how many children are not receiving their high school diploma, are not completing their studies.
Precisely. Very important that there be clear information about the outcome of schooling. Yes. Nationally, we know, for example, that one out of two Latino students does not graduate from high school. This will vary by community, but with few exceptions, in almost every community in this country in which Latinos are a substantial part, you will find that the dropout rate is higher for them than for other groups. So it's important for the community to know that.
And so part of what the action would be from that information is, what do we as the community need to do in concert with or putting pressure on the school so that children are prepared to go to college and do complete their high school studies?
That's right. Yes. Okay. And to do so in a way that has clarity around the outcome and that also has clarity around the pieces that need to be put into place in order to get that outcome. So another part of that knowledge, for example, in this example that you give about dropouts, would be that there be clarity about the outcome, how many kids are graduating, and why are, you know, 600 kids disappearing out of 1,000 between the 6th grade and the 12th grade? Where are they going? Mm-hmm. And why aren't they in cap and gown at the end of their senior year? But also, what is happening in the interim? So how is that community and those schools in that community doing about offering quality curriculum? We know that most kids will not go to college if they haven't taken algebra. Is algebra offered to whom? How many are graduating? Mm-hmm. How many are taking the course? How many are graduating? How many are going to college? What about the quality of the teachers that are there? Are they certified? Are they not? So it's that kind of actionable knowledge about what is going to produce the result that is also important in terms of building community capacity.
Sure. So then another lever of change, we have a triangle. You have engaged citizens, accountable leadership, and enlightened public policy.
Yes.
As the levers to then be used in terms of what the community does, the coalitions we build, and helping the school have the capacity to do that. In other words, like they're all interrelated.
They're all interrelated, and I think that the links that are made in terms of these change strategies are also important. So we talked some about community capacity building and the role of knowledge and information mm-hmm. in relationship to that. That will also then have a relationship to the building of coalitions. You know, there's some very effective coalitions being built at the community level in order to produce the results that we want to produce and in order to make change happen. I am involved, for example, locally with the United Way here in San Antonio that has built a very deep-rooted coalitions that bring together the business sector, mm-hmm. the community-based organizations, the schools, the parents, universities, nonprofit organizations, all geared toward making change happen. And doing so on the basis of good information that has citizens engaged, that produces good public policy at the local level in that mm-hmm. particular instance, and that holds leadership accountable for results. So the fact that the community is involved does not mean that you no longer hold educators accountable right. for producing yes. the results, because in fact, it is educators who are and should be accountable for the results that are produced in schools. But it is, in fact, it becomes, in terms of these coalitions of the type that I'm describing with a local example, these coalitions then working together to produce knowledge that then results in the kinds of changes that we would want. That third aspect, Aurelio, of the how do we make change happen in regard to the school capacity, mm-hmm. I think is more familiar to all of us, and that is, let's make sure that schools have the capacity to produce the outcomes that they need.
Which means the qualified teachers, the resources, the money, the technology, all the stuff that is we're saying is needs to be there.
Needs to be there, should be there. But even there, I think sometimes there is this sense that, oh my God, so much needs to change that we can't possibly mm-hmm. do it. And really, if you take a good hard look at what we know from research, what you do is rather focused. You make sure you have the right curriculum and you find ways of building the capacity of the school to deliver mm-hmm. that curriculum. So you have higher level mathematics, but you also have training for teachers mm-hmm. so that teachers are, in fact, equipped to teach higher level mathematics, not just to the few students that have a so-called innate interest in mathematics, but really to all students, mm-hmm. because that interest, that engagement is created by that highly qualified teacher. Yes. So all of those pieces are very much related.
Something you just said, Kuka, reminds me that all of our whole framework and every piece here is underlying a point of view that values and expects a lot in what the children can do, that has faith in the integrity of families, things like that, because the school capacity building, the coalition building, everything is targeted around helping these children find that way to learn, to be prepared, and it's all based on a vision of possibility, mm-hmm. you know, in terms of who they are. Mm-hmm. Well, Kuka, I think we need to shorten this part of the conversation. We've looked at the levers of change and change strategies. I think that as we do this, we see that there's many pieces. None of these pieces alone is the answer, but there's an interplay, there's an interaction.
Let me just underscore as we close up, Aurelio, one thing that you said, and that is that the entire Quality Schools Action Framework is based on valuing of students, valuing of families, but it's also based on something that is rather new to us in the country, and that is a shared sense that everyone can achieve to a high level. And this is such a critical step that we have taken as a country is to believe and to know and to work toward assuring that all children learn to a high level. This is a breakthrough in the thinking of the United States that now needs to be supported with action so that we can, in fact, educate all children in a way that is competitive globally.
Thank you very much, Dr. Robledo Montesel. We want to thank our listeners for tuning in, and we hope to continue our conversation with Dr. Robledo Montesel in upcoming episodes.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to IDRA Class Notes. For more information on IDRA and other Class Notes topics, go to www.idra.org. You can also send us your thoughts by email to podcast@idra.org or fill out the form on our podcast webpage at www.idra.org/podcasts.